And now back to the news.
There is reported to be a tidal wave of anxiety as Norwich prepares for the winter. However, fireworks sales are up in advance of November the 5th. People can now help the disabled by donating unwanted musical instruments, and Christmas cards are now available at St. Peter Mancroft Church. Here is Ruth with a first story.
People in Norwich are amongst those in need of support ahead of the winter, predicted to be the toughest in 50 years. But you could help those most at risk. Communities in Norfolk are currently experiencing a tidal wave of anxiety as they anticipate the winter ahead, as many struggle with the prospect of paying their bills and fueling their homes. Charities say they expect a growth in the number of people and families needing to access support, with worries increasingly setting in about how they will keep warm, healthy and connected during the winter months. It comes after we launched our There With You This Winter campaign to recognise the financial difficulties people are facing, to raise awareness and offer support. As part of this, we are backing the Norfolk Community Foundation's Surviving Winter Appeal, which raises hundreds of thousands of pounds to help those in need. Claire Cullens, Chief Executive of Norfolk Community Foundation, says this winter is set to be the toughest in 50 years, with the most vulnerable set to be hit the hardest. She described the situation as a perfect storm, as measures put in place to support the vulnerable come to an end, such as furlough and the uplift in universal credit, combined with a rise in fuel bills and the cost of living going up. She added, "What we are seeing right now is the anxiety about the known impact, about how people are going to provide a warm home and hot meals for their family." Mrs. Cullens said the Surviving Winter Appeal was so important in order to support community groups working as the crisis response for those most in need. She said, "They're providing the regular friendly contact, support and practical help to support those families and households through this time. They tell us what they need. We can only get that support if we've got the funds to be able to deliver it to them."
Sales of fireworks are booming in Norwich despite global supply issues as a result of COVID and Brexit. Warren Thomas, Managing Director of Trafalgar Fireworks in Norwich, said the freight rate for a container from China has gone up from £9,000 to £35,000. A lack of empty containers is causing the issue, with Mr. Thomas saying his Trafalgar Street business is still waiting for two containers ordered a year ago. "It's all part of the COVID nightmare, which will probably have an impact on stock for many years," Mr. Thomas said. "I think a lot of seasonal suppliers will struggle for stock, but we order 12 months in advance and we are already buying for 2023. We are covered." Despite this national issue, the Norwich business has seen sales rocket, with plenty of people keen to order packs for garden parties. Mr. Thomas said 70% of New Year trade comes from Eastern Europeans, who have traditionally celebrated this for many years. The director explained, "Up to the millennium, we never had a New Year's trade. Eastern Europe has celebrated New Year for decades, while we have only recently caught on." Such feeling is shared by Alan Watts, director of Asteroid Fireworks, which has a pop-up shop in Thorpe St Andrew and a permanent store in Great Yarmouth. He said, "New Year is becoming bigger than Guy Fawkes Night. People are getting out and celebrate more for New Year as it is for everyone. Back in my day, there used to be a penny for the guy and they would wheel out a straw Guy Fawkes, but that seems to be all gone. It's all changed now. I think there are a lot of displays going on at New Year and a lot of people are having parties and getting together. There tends to be a mad rush in the 5 days leading up to Bonfire Night. It's a slow build-up to that every year. Selection boxes for home parties tend to be the most popular sale, with garden products ranging from £20 up to £200 at the store. Both Mr. Watts and Mr. Thomas cater for private parties and retail, so have not been affected by the uncertainty over whether big displays can go ahead with a lingering impact of COVID. The fireworks display at the 30th Norwich Scout Group in Tustin Close, Sproston, has already been cancelled this year, for example, A social media post by organisers said a decision had to be made earlier in the year due to the uncertain times.
A teenager with a rare genetic condition is urging people to donate unwanted musical instruments to get more disabled people into the groove. Electric Umbrella is a charity which collects and adapts second-hand musical instruments to make them more accessible for people living with disabilities. Amongst those to benefit from the charity's support is 16-year-old Charlie Pinner, who lives with a rare condition called Williams syndrome. Charlie, from Helsden, first got involved with the charity during last year's lockdown and is now backing the charity's appeal to collect 1,000 instruments by Christmas. He said, "Electric Umbrella has encouraged me to sing, dance and make my own music with lots of different instruments. It has meant that I can have conversations and make friends with all sorts of people from all over the world." The guest musicians the charity works with are really entertaining, and we have the chance to ask them questions about their music, their lives and other interests. The Hertfordshire-based charity was set up 5 years ago to provide a gateway to music for people living with disabilities. It arranges concerts, events and festivals, as well as interactive online musical get-togethers for its members to enjoy. And it also recycles and repurposes second-hand instruments, either making them more accessible for others to use or reselling them to fund other activities it runs. Electric Umbrella co-founder Tom Billington said, "We're asking people to donate their unused instruments so we can put them to good use and bring fun and joy to people's lives. By empowering learning, disabled people to take the centre stage and show off their amazing talents, we aim to encourage people to think differently about them. By donating your unwanted and unloved musical instruments, you can be part of a movement to change people's perceptions and make the world a more inclusive place."
The most wonderful time of the year is just around the corner, so a charity Christmas card shop has thrown open its doors once more. The original Norwich charity Christmas card shop opened to the delight of shoppers. The Lord Mayor of Norwich was joined by some of the organisation's 100 volunteers to mark the occasion of St Peter Mancroft Church in the city centre this week. One of the volunteers, Liz Groves, has been involved with the project for many years and explained, "It's brilliant to be back at St Peter Mancroft Church for the second year in a row. Our model is entirely run on volunteers, and we have very little savings to try and hire venues. In the past, we've had an opening date in mind, but haven't known the venue until a week before we launched. What's brilliant this year is that the Gaia exhibition is also in the church, so people can visit that too. Last year, the car team raised £18,000 despite being curtailed by COVID regulations." Ms. Groves added, "It's interesting because you'd think in this day and age people would be swapping to Christmas emails and texts instead of cards. But we've never seen a drop in sales. I think it's because there's nothing quite like receiving a Christmas card." The card shop is open from now until December 18th, Mondays to Saturdays, from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Chris Sanham is the head verger at the church and said, "It's absolutely wonderful to have the card shop back for another year. I'm sure it's a partnership which will last for many years to come. We're hoping that the footfall to Gaia will help drive interest in the cards as well, and the two can work in partnership." Mr. Sanham added, "It's an absolute pleasure to have the original Norwich Christmas card shop with us. The organisation will this year be supporting 24 charities, many of which are local. Shoppers can either buy packs or individual cards and can pay by cash or card."